When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, special shout immediately to anybody out there right now listening to us that's doing the do. Because, man, if you're out there and the rain is, of course, not helping, if you're on the roads trying to get it done in time for Wednesday, I feel you. I live this too with you, and just try to relax. Everybody's trying to get all of the same stuff done as you, so give a little time, little space. The employees who are overwhelmed, little time, little space, enjoy it. We're going to get there, and we'll try to help out and do our piece by chatting it up for the next 4 hours.
Yeah, so. And you're going to be in traffic most likely because, unfortunately, this time of year combined with this weather, you're going to have people who are driving crazy. And I already saw multiple accidents throughout the morning, and people are not slowing down like they should. So if you're out there and you're in it, go ahead and be patient and slow down, and all the best to you.
Yeah. And then with that said, 888-957-9570, I can't stand the way this team plays. I just cannot stand the way they play. And I've said this, and I don't know if I really was able to put this into words until today, now that they are mathematically eliminated.
They
were before kick, but even still, like you, we talked this out last week, and I'm sure we will again. I'm not done with football this year. I'm not done with this 49er team. I think there's things they can achieve over the next 2 weeks to help ready themselves and be better coming back next year. So we can get into that. But I cannot put my finger on what it is. I understand it where you're talent deficient. They feel talent deficient on the offensive line, okay, for example. But there are too many things this team does repeatedly that seem to at least be partially in their control. And they're mistake makers. They are constant mistake makers. And for me, that has been, now looking back on this season, that's been the hardest part for me. There's disappointing players, there's disappointing finishes, disappointing performances, but they just keep getting in their own way. And it feels constant and not getting better.
It's self-inflicted wounds, and it's more than just the, you know, situational stuff where it's false starts and they had them, and it's illegal formation, and Ricky Pearsall hopefully is in the film room right now learning about why the two times that they needed him to be lined up correctly, he wasn't. And, you know, the things that he needs to do to be better. But I even go beyond that, and it's attention to detail and it's coaching, because you think about how the second half started, and it started with the Niners on defense. Achan goes for 1 yard, and here comes Hufanga out of nowhere, unnecessarily lighting the guy up, and that's 15 yards.
Yeah.
So you go from a 1 yard gain to a 15-yard penalty, and now Miami all of a sudden is at midfield. And you had a couple of unnecessary roughness penalties. You had a number of just, you know, positional and standard variety penalties. And that's the kind of slop to me that is attention to detail. And that goes to me on the coaching.
So that's what bothered me most about this year. How would you answer it? And we can put that out to all of you, right? We got a couple weeks left, but they don't matter, quote unquote. 888-957-9570.
Well, they're in a must-lose situation
I know you feel that way, and,
yeah.
We can talk that out. I don't really see it that way. I understand where you're coming from, and I understand the they'll stay in fourth place and get a better pick. I understand all that.
Yeah.
There's validity to it. I get it. But like, looking at this particular football team, what bothered you the most this year?
The slop.
Yeah.
The fact that they're so sloppy. And the coach was sloppy in his game management, and the players were sloppy, and all of the parking tickets, I call them, so many false starts and illegal formations and all the rest of it. That is attention to detail. And you've got, you know, a veteran team, George Kittle yesterday, false start. That can't happen when you're a tight end. And you had your wide receiver line up wrong twice, and then you had your kicker come in to make a 41-yard field goal that, you know, would have brought you within three and kind of keeps you in it, and he misses it. And so that whole drive was, and I'm looking at it here, you had a lineman get hurt, you had Kittle go for 28, now you're in the red zone,
yep.
And immediately, the very next play, illegal formation, Pearsall. So now you're going to back it up, and then you throw to Debo late, Purdy scrambles, now it's 3rd and 8 at the 18. Okay, red zone, let's get something going here, and Debo has a great play, gets down to like the 6 or 7 yard. You don't get the 3, and you can see Kyle Shanahan, the frustration.
It's absurd.
That, to me, was a microcosm of the whole year. Good plays, stupid mistakes, and then when it comes down to where you need to make a play to get points, you don't.
It just feels like every time the Niners are trying to do something, they have to be perfect. Everything has to be perfect because of what you just said. They make it so much harder on themselves because they cannot seem to string together cleanliness. That's all I want. I'm not asking for every play to be effective. I'm not asking for every ball to be caught. I'm not asking for no penalties in the game. There is a normal amount of stuff, but the 49ers, it is just constant, and it has been now. What's their record? 6-9?
Yep.
15 games. I've almost never not felt this way. Like, sure, I guess you could toss a couple out in the water with, you know, they play the Patriots, they play the Bears, whatever.
Yeah, the Jets in the opener.
Yeah, that too, although even that one had the red zone issues in it. It's just like, dude, can you guys just be clean? If you get beat, it's okay. Like, that's going to happen sometimes. And if you're going to make a mistake here or there, okay. Good Lord, do you ever not kick yourself in the shin?
Right.
It feels constant.
Yeah.
Constant.
You were mentioning, like, it feels like there's a lot of 1st and 15, 2nd and 15, 3rd and 17. It feels like you're behind the sticks almost the entire year. And I'm all here for the Super Bowl hangover conversation because I've been listening to a lot of NFL experts. And
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There is a certain amount of that where you've been deep into January in four of the last 5 years, and the amount of football they've played is almost akin to a whole another season of football. That, to me, is real. But then you look at the things that are going wrong, these mental mistakes, that, to me, cannot be put under the umbrella of Super Bowl hangover.
I agree.
That, to me, is sloppy. It's a lack of attention to detail. And that is the stuff, to me, where I scratch my head, because you're a veteran team and you've got a coaching staff that's been in place. These are not mistakes that you should be making in week 16 in the NFL.
Your division leader is minus 18 in their point differential.
Yeah.
Okay. So to the point you just made, I want to say this out loud and get it off my chest. Your division sucks,
right,
and you're in last place in it. That's the problem. Super Bowl hangover, lower the expectations. Are we just dumb fans with the whole, like, we're going to win it next year? Probably. Like, yes, there are some baked in, if you want to use the word excuses, use it. If you want to use the word reasons, use it. I think there's fair points on both sides of the aisle there. So that's all baked in. But you couldn't stay in this division? It stinks. It stinks. Stop pointing at the NFC South and being like, well, that's a weak division. You're the same thing. You're the exact same division.
Well, the South is way better.
Well, if you want. I don't agree with that, but whatever. Like, you know what I mean? The Panthers are now kind of a plucky little team this time of year, but they're 4-11. The Saints are pointless, and the Bucs and Falcons, one of them is going to hand the other one the division, and so someone will have to take it. I think it's the same exact division. There are 4.5 contenders in the NFC, and none of them are in the bottom half of your standings bracket. It's the three teams in the North. It's the Eagles, and we'll see if the Commanders start looking like the Commanders again. They've now got 10 wins. Those are your contenders. These two divisions are sleepwalking, and the 49ers are at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
That's
they should stay at the bottom of it.
Well, and we can talk about that in a sec.
We can get into it.
Yeah, I'm interested to have that conversation. But what bothered you most now about this team, the way this played out over the first 15 games? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Gloria. Hi, Gloria. Thank you for the call. What's going on? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you, guys. I love hearing you guys. I'm battling with a little cold here, so I'm going to try to get through it. What bothers me the most is the fact that they're predictable, the fact that their offensive line just couldn't find continuity. And I know it's been a lot to do with injury, but I wish that they would have had an answer for that, and they didn't. So that offensive line has to get addressed. They have to start in the trenches to make this team better. I do believe it is playing late into the season. They do have a hangover. And I know Dib said, Willard, say that you can't attribute their lack of focus to detail on that, but I think I would attribute it to it. I think even veterans lose their focus when they are playing so far into the season. They're tired. I know they're professionals, but they're tired. And I think they may be tired of some of what Shanahan has to put out there. I think Shanahan needs an offensive coordinator. But this team has to, they have to find some answers. And I hope by having an off season and a better draft pick that they can address some of these things. Thank you, guys.
Gloria, thank you. Yeah. It's a good call. I like what she said right off the top about offensive line. Richard Sherman on his own podcast This is what he said after the loss yesterday.
That offensive line needs to be the number one, number two, and number three priority this offseason. If you're going to pay this quarterback all the money you're going to have to pay him, you want to keep him upright so that he can be the playmaker that he has been this year. He's been under a lot more duress. He's been using his legs more. He's had to leave the pocket more often than not. It hasn't been great. And without Trent, it's looked even worse. You need a right tackle. No ifs, ands, or buts. No discussion. No nothing. A right tackle. You need to figure out a center, maybe in the second round. There's plenty of them in the Big Ten somewhere to find them. Maybe one in the SEC. And then maybe find a guard in free agency. It looks like you have one in Pooney. Put a competition out there at left guard. And I know you can't just draft them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But that's what I would do. We're going to hit on one of them.
Richard Sherman podcast. 1, 2, 3, 4. How many offensive linemen do you need? That's where he's putting his focus. I could not agree with him more.
Right.
And I know that people, you don't want to put the blame on the guys that, you know, we normally talk about, and Purdy and Ayuk and Debo and whatever. Look, you and I have said it our entire time together. The heartbeat of any football team is the offensive line. If you got a good one, you have a good team. If you have a bad one, you have a bad team. They have a bad one.
Yeah, they have a bad one, and they have a bad one in multiple spots.
Yep.
And one of your best offensive linemen who hasn't played for obvious reasons, an ankle issue and major family drama, he's going to be 37. So if you think that he comes back and he is instantly the savior of your O-line, well, he might be for a year, but you've got bigger issues. Your left guard, your center, and your right tackle. And that's why I advocate for getting the best possible draft position in every round that you can. And right now you're picking 11th based on your record. And a couple of wins can ruin your draft.
Let's talk this out, okay? Because I can tell you obviously want to get to it, and I know you're going to have a lot of people on your side. You want the Niners to lose the last 2 weeks? I would love to hear you kind of, like, how do you execute what you're suggesting? Let's get into it. We're sponsored by the Bayview Restaurant and Lounge at the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay. Picture yourself in a cozy room by the fire, enjoying breathtaking views of Bodega Bay. This time of year is magical at the Inn at the Tides. Special midweek rates start at just $159 per night. Book your escape now, innatthetides.com. This is Willard and Dibs.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.